Good to have you along. Yours truly, Ron Stafford, with you on another wonderful edition of Broadcasting Musical Excellence here on Dragon Digital Radio. We call it Duncan's Garage, where we interview local musicians, national musicians, talked with everybody from L.A. to Nashville, had some wonderful people here in studio. Came across a band and a gentleman, I guess a few months back, probably in the fall, by the name of Felipe Pacaniella. And he and I started off a very nice conversation on email, and wonderful local musician, and I picked up a little bit on the video and the audio. I'm thinking, man, I got to have this guy in studio, like in the studio. So Felipe and his band, welcome to Duncan's Garage.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
It's just a pleasure to have you here. If you can come up a little bit to the mic, Felipe, that'd be great.
Of course, I got you.
Let's just, number one, your sound is unique.
Thank you.
Let's talk about what the sound is. Is it kind of a Brazilian jazz thing going on? Just talk about your sound, and then we'll go into the background and talk to other members of the band.
Cool, the sound. I've always been in love with music ever since I was a little kid, and I've always had this want in my life to just play whatever I hear in my head. So I even went to school. I actually went to school here. I don't know if you even knew that before.
I did not know
that. Yeah, that's hilarious. I went to school to Howard Community College for a jazz piano degree. And my goal was just to play whatever was in my head. So I never try to listen. Oh, I do listen to a lot of jazz musicians.
Okay.
But I want to make sure that whatever I play comes from what I hear. And I guess that's what makes music unique for each individual musician on earth, right?
No. When did you attend here at HCC?
That was 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I graduated in 2014, so three years ago.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Just details. But yeah, so that's what happened, and I've just always wanted to play what's in my heart. And with that, it just sounds like it sounds, right? It's just what I love.
Which it really comes across in just the truest of spirits, that if you love the music, you're going to play it to the best of your ability.
Oh, right. I agree.
When you went here to Howard, you said you've been playing since you were a kid. Obviously, the passion grew. Mm-hmm. Did you start going out on your own as an artist? And talk about the development of the band, if you would.
Okay, I got you. Yes, so I graduated here, and then I moved to Tennessee. So in Tennessee, I did gig a lot with a lot of musicians, and I learned a lot from my sound and other people's sounds also.
Okay.
I got involved with this one band called Charlie the Head. And it was a quartet, and they basically play the craziest music.
Was this in Nashville, or was this?
It was. They had musicians from Nashville come, but it was in Chattanooga.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's smaller.
The music scene in Chattanooga. That's another.
Yes,
thing.
Yes, I know. It was great. It was
very cool.
So much fun. But with them, I got exposed to a lot of odd meter things, and I was always into odd meter and 5/4 and 7/4, weird stuff.
Interesting.
But with them, they would play stuff in, I don't know, 36. You know, it was just weird meters.
Wow.
And it was a lot of hard chords and hard work. And it just exposed me to a lot of fun music. And it just grew in me. And with that, I've also always been into composing my own things. Mm. And then with that, I was very influenced by Alan Blackman, which is a professor here. He's an adjunct jazz piano professor. And his music is also, he has a lot of odd meter stuff and a lot of different chords, right? Stuff that you don't expect.
Huh.
So with that, I just fell in love with the music, and I was like, you know what? I want to be doing this for the rest of my life.
Cool.
And once I moved to Chattanooga, it just happened. And I did that a lot until I moved back here and started meeting all these different musicians and all that kind of thing, all those kinds of things.
Yes.
And it was great.
So when did the band come together and form? How long ago was that?
Right, so the band. Right.
Are you all known as a band, or was it just kind of, how tell me about the formation of the band. How did this all start?
I met Douglas about, what, 2 months ago, a month ago?
And Douglas is our saxophone player, to my immediate.
The saxophone player?
Yes.
Right, well, it was super quick, yeah. He came from Brazil, actually, so he's a very known, popular saxophonist in Brazil.
Very good.
And he came to my church, and I was the pianist there, and we just met, and we're like, yeah, let's play together. And we've been doing gigs together ever since.
And what church is that? So do a little name dropping there?
Yes, of course. It's Washington Brazilian Church.
Okay, very good.
Yes, Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Very wonderful.
So that's where we were at. He came from there. And these guys, Felipe and Mateus, Felipe's like awesome singer. He has an album recorded, actually.
Really?
With his brother.
Yeah. Boys, look at that.
I know, right? Look at these guys. And he plays guitar, too. So
nice.
We had a gig at Fogo de Chão, the Brazilian steakhouse. And I called these guys. I was like, hey, you guys want to play? You know? And the drummer, is, his name is Brian Cooper.
Okay.
And he's my best friend ever. Like, we've been playing together for at least 8 years.
Wow.
So we've been together for a long time. And he couldn't be here today. So I called Leroy, which is awesome. Yeah.
It's like the backup drummer to Ringo, you know?
Right. Well, he's still great, though. Yeah,
no,
I'm just joshing him.
That's
he fine. Also played at the Foku Jishon gig.
Nice.
Because Brian couldn't make it again. So I guess we just came together.
Wonderful.
And we've been doing this for, I don't know, a few hours.
Well, Leroy says the band's been together about a year. Is that correct?
Well, I mean,
is there kind of a loose band? Some uh-huh. days you have your work. Is that how it is? And then some days you have the band, or?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I have my own work, so I've been doing music since I was 15.
Right. Wow.
So yeah, I've done stuff. You've probably heard some of it online, right? So there's a few songs there.
Yes.
And things, but the band, it's always been a dream of mine. And it's been coming along together. And once these guys showed up, when did you guys come here? Like,
I think that was February 2.
February, yeah, so not that long ago. When they came here, it basically came together in terms of,
wow,
okay, we're going to be able to do this. But the stuff that is recorded is mostly all just me.
Okay.
So I'm playing the instruments and...
Like on Pensativo, that's what we're wearing here at Dragon Digital Radio, okay.
Right, of course. So Pensativo, it's me playing the bass, the drums, and the keyboard.
Okay, and obviously a lot of studio engineering with that and everything else, mixing those tracks and everything else.
Yeah, I like broke my head.
Oh my word, I can imagine. Yeah. Let me talk to Douglas. Talk about your set. Well, if I may, I don't want to put you on the spot, but
I can't talk because I'm learning English. I'm still learning English.
It's fine.
I got you.
I just want to get the members of the band here before we go into your first song. What do you love so much about playing the saxophone? What joy does it bring to you and essentially to the work of the band?
Please, don't
O que você gosta de tocar no saxofone? O que te dá prazer? Oh, okay, I can translate. I got you.
I feel like a Russian part on a Trump Tower or something.
Yes, very fancy.
Eu gosto de tocar vários tipos de música. Eu não tenho uma música específica, né? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he likes to play various different types of music and styles.
Okay. Eu cheguei a estudar música erudita, mm-hmm. mas também estudei um pouco de jazz, de bossa nova, de música popular brasileira.
Mm-hmm. He studied classical music, but he also studied bossa nova and jazz and MPB, which is Brazilian popular music.
Wow, okay. And I'm learning so much. Go ahead.
Right?
Minha grande escola também foi a própria igreja, né? Mm-hmm. Eu tenho dois CDs que são músicas... Gospel,
right, and his biggest school of music, I guess, was church. He has two gospel CDs, instrumental.
And I love it.
Right, yeah. There we go.
Excellent. Philip, you want to get in on the conversation? Are you okay being on mic? Or?
No, it's okay.
You sure? Okay. Leroy, you want to add anything to our conversation about how... No, you play a very instrument called El Cajon, yeah. which is box, you know, in Spanish. Just talk about, if you would, how you got started with drums and how you met Felipe.
I started when I looked some videos on YouTube, and that got my attention, and now I start learning by myself. And I think Felipe is a good guy. They believe in my
abilities.
My abilities, and they ask me to help him sometimes, and I like. So actually, I'm from Florida. And when I came to Maryland, I met Philippe, and he's been a good friend since I was meeting him.
Chilling here.
So that's why I'm so happy here to
it's wonderful.
Play with him and help him to his band.
Where in Florida? I'm just curious.
I was born in Broward County.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was living in Boca Raton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
my parents
cool.
From Brazil, and that's why I love bossa nova.
Oh, my word. Absolutely. So how long have you been playing the drums? How long have you been doing the El Cajon? For a while?
Almost 2 years.
Okay.
Cajon by myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Are you glad you met these guys, Felipe?
Yes.
Yes, they're awesome guys, of course. Yeah, these guys are legit. Especially, they're all awesome. Awesome people.
So did you plan to have, again, it just seems like the band sort of just came together.
Mm-hmm.
You are a Christian, you are a believer.
Right.
I think this is God's providence for you meeting these guys.
Oh, of course. Yes,
I mean,
of course, yes.
Talk about that if you would.
Well, a lot of prayer goes into everything I do. So even when I go to secular gigs, you know, or secular gigs, non-Christian gigs, when I do that, I always pray a lot and I make sure that I'm meeting the right people at the right place, right? Mm-hmm. And God's been very good ever since I started. I've met wonderful people. Some people gave me instruments. Some people have been very supportive. And then these guys are just always there, you know? It's funny, like, I just call them and they're like, yeah, let's do it. They're that kind of people. You know, they don't even know what's going on and they'll show up.
That's great.
So it's a blessing to have people who you can count on who are also believers. So we also have the same goal to talk about God and just preach, maybe not explicitly sometimes, you know, but it just happens because it's what we live.
Exactly. I want to talk about that more after the break. Let's get it set up, guys, if we could, for our first song. We've got Douglas Lira on the sax. We've got Philip Iglesias, like as in Julio, on the shakers. Leroy Souza on El Cajon. I love these Spanish names. They're so cool. And of course, Felipe Paquiniela on the guitar. What's your first song, Felipe, that you and the band are going to be
first
playing?
First of all, it's called Girl from Ipanema.
Yes.
So a lot of people know it, right?
Yes.
Yes. It's a special arrangement.
Nice. Whenever you're ready, guys, take it away.
Mais linda, mais cheia de graça. É ela, menina que vem, que passa. Do doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema. Seu balançado é mais um poema. É a coisa mais linda que já vi passar. Estou tão sozinho. Ah, porque tudo é tão triste. Ah, a beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha ao ar. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, meu mundo sorrindo se enche de graça, fica mais lindo por causa do amor, por causa do amor, por causa do amor, por causa do amor.
You know what they should do? They should take that and put on the radio single instead of the other song. That's what they should do.
I'm game for that.
Oh, yeah, that's my cool. Word. Of course. That, who, I'm trying to figure out who was the original artist on that song.
Oh, Don Jobin.
Thank you. Yes. I've played that at various radio stations I've worked at over 23 years. It's just your arrangement, that middle interlude, and what is that? That's what, Portuguese, Brazilian? Is that?
Yes,
okay.
Portuguese.
Okay.
Yes.
It's just, it's amazing how even though Portugal is right next to Spain, I mean, obviously the cultures and the heritage and the language are so similar. It was just, oh, it was beautiful.
Oh,
was,
thank you so much.
It was muy bien.
Muy bien. Nice, nice. Good stuff.
Oh, it's like going down my 8th grade Spanish road all over again. Let's just talk about, we talked a little bit earlier about, you know, you're not really a Christian band, but right. You're not against saying that we do this for God's glory. Mm-hmm. Have you, in the gigs that you've done over many years solo with the band, has there ever been sort of like, well, you're a Christian, we're not doing that, you know? Have you ever run into that kind of confrontation at all?
Well, I wasn't called back again once. And that's because the guy messaged me on my website. So he was like, hey, I love your music and it was awesome. So could you please come back come to this gig that we have and play, we'll pay you and everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, great, right? Let's do this. So I show up with my guitar and it's a strip club. And I'm like, wow, what am I doing here? God, okay, that's great.
God's like, I'll put you right there.
Right. So then I played and I started with Brazilian music, right? I did some pop tunes too, like Sweet Pea, that kind of thing.
Was this around here?
It was. It was in Baltimore. I don't remember the name of the place.
Of course, Baltimore.
Yeah. Right. No, I'm just kidding. Right. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, okay. So I ended up playing the last song that I'll play today.
Yes.
Which is Falling in Love with Jesus. And I did that, and I was like, you know what?
Little witnessing right there. Yeah.
Right. And then one guy, one older gentleman, he came, and he thanked me. He was like, wow, that was amazing. Thank you.
So you're playing Christian songs in a strip club.
Well, I played one Christian song.
Okay.
Right.
Well, yeah.
It's still, right, kind of. Yeah. It's different.
What did the gentleman have to say?
So, yeah, he just said, thank you. I needed that. It was great. And then I was like, okay, cool. And as I'm leaving the strip club, this other guy, much younger guy, he came to me, and he was like, that was very positive. Yeah.
Which means he liked it. The seed was planted. Oh,
right.
My word.
Yeah, they thought it was positive, but they didn't call me to go play again. Still, I mean, it was a blessing.
But you made an impact.
Right.
God called you there to play a Christian song in a strip club in Bmore, and you made an impact.
Right.
And that's what we're called to do.
I agree. Yeah. And also, I've noticed lately that I haven't had any trouble because I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, right? And with that, it comes the Sabbath and everything.
Yes.
But I've noticed that I haven't had any problem with anybody in terms of playing a gig. And they've actually tried to move gigs so that I can be there.
That's wonderful.
Or sometimes they will tell me, okay, we'll have everything set up so that you can just come to the gig as soon as the sunset hits, and then you can start playing.
Wow.
So it's really been a joy with a lot of people who are not Christians and people who don't even believe in God. They still are very respectful. And they're just very nice.
That's excellent. And you would think that because of the whole climate, again, being so close to all the whole political scene in D.C. and stuff, that there'd be more. See, that's so encouraging that people are willing to listen. Even in 2017, in this fallen world, you know, I mean, I've been a Christian since 84. I'm born and raised Methodist. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandfather was a preacher for 50 years. People are still willing to listen.
Oh, yeah, of
course.
Know?
I mean, and, you know, obviously you guys are talented, but it's more than just the music with you. And I've been talking to a couple other Christian songs. It is a ministry.
Oh, yes.
That I feel that you do for others.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge blessing. Sometimes people come to me and be like, hey, you smile so much. Why are you so happy? And I'm like, ha, I can tell you why.
It's called, you know, Jesus.
Right, exactly. That's, and it's always a blessing when that happens.
That's wonderful. Let's do a quick song here, number two. Have you guys tune up a little bit? And I tell you, this half hour goes by quick.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I can't believe it.
Yeah, we're already about 20 minutes in. So wow. You guys, this is I'm so glad you guys had you guys in. And I'm just connected with you, Felipe. So, canción número dos es?
Yes. Falling in Love with Jesus.
Yes.
That, I think that's what it's called. I'm sure.
Is this an original tune or is this?
No, it's, I don't know.
The title sounds familiar to me.
Right. I'm sure you'll recognize
okay.
it. Okay. Right?
Whenever you're ready.
I love this song because it talks about the best decision I've ever made. So I always try to play it when I can. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. It's the best thing I have ever done. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Best thing I have ever done.
Dr. James Dobson, I know, Christian psychologist, of course, said, I want to see you in heaven, you know, whether to his kids. I've said this to my girls. Making that decision for Christ, you want to make sure that you know where they're going.
Right.
Now, no one obviously knows what's in the heart of man, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, people, you know, have accepted Christ on their deathbed. But, you know, for me, it was April 29th, 1984.
Right.
And
wow.
I still remember, I was 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Have I made rededications? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And right, everyone right. does. But it is a constant, it's a journey.
Right, of
you
course.
Know? And I was in church yesterday. Pastor was, pray hard, don't give up.
Right, of course,
it's true.
Of course.
It's true.
Yeah, and I think it gets much easier once you spend that daily time with Jesus.
Exactly.
So the more you spend time with him, just the happier life becomes, you know?
Yeah.
So
it doesn't mean all problems go away, but it does right. make things happen.
Oh, yeah, of course not. Yeah, it's right. always hard because this world is hard. But
Amen.
With Jesus, it's just a lot easier.
That's right. Got about 3 minutes left. Just to promote a couple of your upcoming gigs and how our listeners can get in touch with you and get a copy of your music. Now, your website is Felipe's Studios.com. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is. I would definitely go to the website.
Okay.
There's a Facebook page, Philippa Caniella.
Okay.
Yeah, PACCAGNELLA.
Thank you.
It gets crazy. Or Instagram, yeah, Jess Piano Life, because I'm always in Instagram.
Nice.
My Instagram is my life. Upcoming gigs, I know I'm allowed to talk about one. Because it's under contract. It's on Bethesda's Blues and Jazz.
Okay.
And that's with Tony Kradock. It's going to be on the Czech Yeah, check Instagram for that.
Check Instagram.
Because I'm not sure about the date. It's in June, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it, though.
Oh, it's a big place. I mean, I've heard of it.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We're going to have video also. It might become a DVD or something.
Nice.
We'll see. But I'm very excited for that one. And there's, of course, little gigs every weekend. But I always post on Instagram for sure.
Okay.
So Jazz Piano Life.
Okay. Yeah. Just as closing, are you glad the band came together? Are you truly where God has called you to be? Do you feel like that you're in the center of His will as far as what's going down with the present and the future?
Oh, beyond that, yeah, of course I'm glad these guys. These guys are awesome. But right. But
I was a translation for that. But I understood that one. Ready to go.
Right. I was telling Leroy earlier today that when I was in high school, I used to listen to Bossa Nova, this album by Heritage Singers, which was just Bossa Nova, and I used to pray to God. I used to be like, God, I would love to just understand this music. Mm. I don't even have to know how to play it well. You know, I just want to know what's going on. That's because right. I can't. And I'm actually finishing my Christian Bossa Nova album soon, and that's beyond my dreams.
That's great.
So I feel like God has been very good to me. Yes, very, very good.
That's wonderful. It's I mean, you guys were so much fun to have in here. And it's just, again, your name popped up and I started a conversation by email with you. And I'm just so glad I did. Again, it's FelipeStudios.com. And as you mentioned, you're the king of Instagram. So very good. Felipe Pacaniello and Douglas Lira on sax. Philip Iglesias on the shaker. Good job on the shakers,
man.
Yes,
I know, right?
Oh, my, what? You were perfect timing.
You should hear him sing.
And then we had Leroy Sousa on El Cajon. Thanks so much, guys, for making my day.
Thank you for having us.
And that's going to do it for me, Ron Stafford, thanking you so much for being right there. Until next time, make it a great day and an even better tomorrow.